call the meeting of the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability to order as we have members trickling in. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Belek?
Here.
Senator Bomke? Senator Brady? Senator Harmon?
Here.
Representative Maltino?
Present.
Representative Myers?
Present.
Representative Nekritz?
Yes.
Representative Poe? Senator Schoenberg?
Present.
Senator Severson?
Here.
Senator Trotter?
Please add Senator Bomke to the roll. We are here regarding the Howe Developmental Center and the Tinley Park Mental Health Center facility closures or facility change, as Tinley is alleging to be. So we are we're here to take further discussion from the Department of Human Services as to whether or not they have any additional information that they wish to present on the Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center. Before we take any comments from them, we do have a group of witness slips from individuals that signed these earlier, offering oral testimony, written testimony, and statement of appearance only. They will be recorded. They will be made a part of the record. We will not read them tonight. We will not take any more oral testimony from them. So anybody from the Department of Human Services that would like to offer final comment? Okay. In that case, we'll open the floor for members of the committee. Senator Schoenberg.
Thank you. Thank you, Co-Chairman Myers. I think I can say for all the members of the commission that the testimony that we heard on December 11th at the Tinley Park Convention Center was very illuminating. I know that I learned a great deal from that evening, and the department's subsequent responses have also filled in a number of gaps. However, as we are all aware, we're currently operating under an extraordinary set of circumstances. This past Friday, the Illinois House of Representatives voted to impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich, and that single charge, and Majority Leader Curry has joined us, so she can fill in any additional background that she thinks that I'm missing in my description. But that single charge has been one of a systematic abuse of power. In light of these developments, it seems to me that, and I've spoken with a number of the commission members, it seems to me that the given these extraordinary circumstances, that the responsible course of action to take is during this impeachment trial is to quarantine this transaction while at the same time fulfilling our statutory obligation to make a specific recommendation to the administration on what, and to the public on what should be done with these two facilities. Therefore, I've been in consultation with many of the commission members and with Co-Chairman Myers and with our staff. We have drafted a proposed opinion, and I'd be happy to read that quickly for everybody. Essentially, what this proposes to do is, in light of the governor's pending impeachment trial, and given the severity of the charges that have been brought against the governor and his administration during the proceedings, that we are going to temporarily withhold a final detailed recommendation until the impeachment proceedings have been against the governor have been completed. Under the draft that the members have before them, the suggestion is that following a verdict by the Illinois Senate in the trial, there would that within 60 days after the completion of that trial, the commission would offer a more detailed and definitive recommendation, both for Howe and for Tinley Park. So the draft that we have before us has a considerable amount of, has the narrative of everything that's taken place as far as fulfilling the statutory requirements for holding the hearing within and the notification processes. And the text of the recommendation is drafted as follows. On January 9, 2009, the Illinois House of Representatives voted to impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich. In response to these developments, the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, with foremost responsibility to the citizens of Illinois, deems it essential to allow the Illinois Senate to meet and adjudicate the charges brought forth by the elected representatives of the people of Illinois. The Senate is scheduled to begin the trial proceedings regarding the impeachment resolution on January 26, 2009, in accordance with the Constitution of the State of Illinois. Given the severity of the charges brought against Governor Rod Blagojevich and his administration during the impeachment hearings proceedings, it is only appropriate that the legislative branch quarantine these proposed actions by the executive branch until the conclusion of these proceedings. The allegations of pervasive and systemic abuse of power by Governor Blagojevich in numerous public transactions where the public's interest may have been breached, including those pertaining to transactions involving real property, underscores the need for additional scrutiny by commission members at this time. Consequently, the commission recommends that final action regarding the closure of Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center be temporarily withheld until the impeachment proceedings against Governor Rod Blagojevich have been completed. Following the issuance of a verdict by the Illinois Senate in the impeachment trial, the commission will offer a more detailed and definitive recommendation for both the Howe and Tinley Park facilities within 60 days after the completion of the impeachment trial. To further the safe transition of residents from Howe Developmental Center and to resolve confusion in the interpretation of existing statutes, the commission confirms that the department should initiate discussions with those residents, parents, and guardians who are not already involved in the transition planning process, and would encourage the formation of an advisory committee to provide input on the department's closure planning efforts. As such, the commission issues this advisory opinion regarding Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center with the intent to allow a potentially new administration the appropriate discourse and review in evaluating the merits of these proposed closures. Conclusion states, quote, the commission believes the only responsible course of action is to quarantine these transactions initiated by Governor Blagojevich and his administration during the current impeachment proceedings. Once the impeachment trial has been completed, the commission will issue a more detailed and definitive series of recommendations no later than 60 days after the end of the trial. In the interim, the commission will continue to gather information for use in evaluating the feasibility of these closures, including further examination, evaluation, and potential sale of the real estate that comprises Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center. The filing of this advisory opinion is being made in accordance with the State Facility Closure Act, 30 ILCS 608. It will be filed with the Secretary of the Department of Human Services, the Governor, the General Assembly, and the next Department of the Office of Secretary of State. Copies of this advisory opinion will also be posted on the Commission's website and be made available to the public upon request. With that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions of members of the commission.
Before that, would the clerk please add Majority Leader Curry replacing Representative Malau and Representative Poe and Senator Brady, if I missed anybody else. Okay, questions? Discussion? Representative Mecklenburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any questions, but I would like to just make some comments. And I appreciate the recommendation and the political situation in which we find ourselves. But I want to speak to how I view the situation and how I don't really want to get in. I don't intend to get into the position at Tinley Park. I know that there are residents and family members at Howe that are really pleased with the services they get and don't want to upset their lives with a disruptive move. And that's a perspective I certainly can appreciate. But there are also significant problems at Howe with both the quality of services and the cost. And as we're all aware, there are significant problems of funding in our DD system generally. So I believe there are compelling reasons for closing Howe, the most significant of which is the quality of life issues and the concern over deaths that some of our most vulnerable citizens, those with developmental disabilities. There have been over 25 deaths at this facility over the last few years, including 5 since October, and I believe one more, maybe I think it's either one or two, since the hearing in December. And beyond the deaths, there are numerous incidents reported and documented by federal surveyors in the U.S. Department of Justice, the very agencies charged with monitoring our state facilities. I think we're, as a commission, compelled to take their visits and reports very seriously. Furthermore, the facility has been decertified for 22 months, almost 2 years, and I don't think we can continue to ignore the issues that caused the decertification. Our state's in fiscal crisis, and along with it, the entire DD system. To begin to rebalance the way we fund our DD system, we must close Howe for its residents and the 20,000 others with developmental disabilities living in the state. There are currently 300 individuals at Howe, and it costs the state general revenue fund $54 million annually. When you average this out to a per-person cost, it's about $180,000 per year. I don't know how we can continue to justify this to the 15,000 people on the DD waiting list. We're also losing about $27 million per year in federal funds. How do we justify that to our other Illinois taxpayers? And the $7 million that has been redirected to Howe over the last several years jeopardizes the continued certification of the other state-operated facilities that we are where others are living. I think we have to get a handle on this crisis sooner rather than later. According to the most recent State of the States report completed by the University of Colorado, Illinois is 51st in the nation in providing community-based care. Our ranking has been low over the years, but 51st is both embarrassing and shameful. The state has also been given a blueprint for system redesign, which is a 7-year framework to make improvements to the system in many instances just to bring us to national norms. Again, we cannot ignore these important reports. Unfortunately, as you've alluded to, the governor's trouble has tainted much of the work of the state government. But on December 8th, the day before the governor was arrested, I supported the rebalancing of our DD system from an almost complete reliance on state-operated facilities to a more community-based system. And I still today believe that is the best policy for our state. So I recommend that we, and I'm not going to make a separate motion, but I would support the closure of Howe and recognize that in doing so, we're not aware of any arrangements which benefit the governor, his allies, the unions, state or local governments, or anyone else for that matter, that led to the decision by the department to close the center. Having said that, one thing I think that must happen is a thoughtful resident and family-friendly plan for transitioning residents from Howe. The residents and their families must be treated openly, honestly, and respectfully as they go through this extremely difficult change. I've heard stories of ill treatment and will do all in my power to assure that that does not happen again. So I would hope that the commission would demonstrate leadership to support the closure of Howe and the careful transition of its residents to other state-operated centers and the community. I recognize it's a difficult decision, but anything less will perpetuate a rather indefensible position for our other vulnerable citizens. I don't want any future incidents of the nature that have occurred at Howe to be on our watch because we failed to take the necessary stand. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bonnke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with postponing the vote. However, I am a little bit concerned about one area of the recommendation, the area which referred to the commission. The commission confirms that the department should initiate discussions with those residents, parents, guardians who are not already involved in the transition planning process. It would encourage the formation of an advisory committee to provide input on the department's closure planning efforts. That's an indication to me that that may be construed that the CAFA Commission, implying that the CAFA Commission is in favor of closure when we haven't voted on it. I would like some clarification.
I think that was more of an acknowledgement that there is a legal reason for moving people into community settings more than we were acknowledging that the facility will be closed already. I think it's just acknowledging the fact that there is court cases that say that people are supposed to be moved into residential settings so, as quickly as possible.
So for the record, we're not implying that we support the closure. COFCA Commission is not implying that we support the closure.
That was not the intent of this recommendation.
Thank you.
No, that's correct. And just to further add to this, this is something that, because of these extraordinary circumstances, Co-Chairman Myers and I have been trying to craft something that acknowledges the circumstances and yet does not provide a de facto course of action. So I'm glad that Co-Chairman Myers provided you with that answer. I would have told you the same. And that also would explain the relatively narrow window. So some may say it's a larger window. We could have, my original thinking was somewhere in the area of 90 days in a scenario where there was a change of administration. There was some thinking that 90 days was excessive, that maybe 30 days, according to some, seem to be too short a period of time in the event that there's a change in administration. So therefore we reached the midpoint.
Sure. Senator Harmon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have also support the report, but I have two questions. The first follows directly on Senator Baumke's concern. I agree that we should be asking the department to collect more information from residents, parents, and guardians as to where they might like to be situated if this, in fact, were to proceed. But I want to make sure we're not only not implying that we are blessing it, but that we are not directing the department to begin any process that would lead to the closure. We're simply asking for more information to help us with our decision. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, and I would even go so far as to that should be incorporated within this draft and the final motion that we make, that no action be taken, that this is indeed these transactions are indeed quarantined pending the completion of the impeachment trial, and that no action should be taken.
Thank you. But my second point is the last paragraph of the recommendation. I believe we are speculating on the, albeit indirectly, on the outcome of the Senate impeachment trial. I don't think that the paragraph adds to the recommendation, and I would move that we strike it.
So this is the one under the heading conclusion?
No, the last sentence before the heading conclusion.
Oh, as such?
Yes.
Oh, to allow a potentially new administration? I'm fine with that, if other members are fine with that.
I think it would be better than asking members of the commission who are also in the Senate to vote on a report with that implication.
Okay. Why don't we strike that from the draft and also add the change that Senator Harmon proposes, that that no action toward the closure be taken until completion of the impeachment trial in that interim period. Pardon me? Okay.
Senator Severson.
My question of Senator Schoenberg was that is this a motion that you are, in fact?
I can make a motion, and then if you want to come, we can open that up for discussion.
I guess that was my recommendation, that you actually make that a motion then for us to consider.
Okay. Then my motion is that in response to recent developments, specifically the impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich, on January 9, 2009, by the Illinois House of Representatives, in accordance with the advisor opinion, I move that the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability temporarily delay final action regarding the closure of Howe Developmental Center Tinley Park Mental Health Center until impeachment proceeding against Governor Rob Blagojevich have been completed. The commission will offer a more detailed and definitive recommendation for both the Howe and Tinley Park facilities within 60 days after the completion of the impeachment trial. No action towards closure of either of these facilities should be initiated by the department during that interim. And as such, the commission issues this advisory opinion regarding Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center with the intent, or you wanted to, as such, the commission issues an advisory opinion regarding Howe Developmental Center and Tinley Park Mental Health Center.
And I'll second that motion then.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, we'll proceed to roll call.
Representative Bellick. Senator Bomke.
Aye.
Senator Brady.
Aye.
Senator Harmon.
Aye.
Representative Martino.
Aye.
Representative Curry.
Aye.
Representative Myers.
Aye.
Representative Nekritz.
I think for the reasons I made in my statement, I'm going to vote no for the delay.
Representative Poe.
Aye.
Senator Schoenberg.
Aye.
Senator Severson.
Aye.
On a vote of 8 voting in the affirmative, 1 voting in the negative, the opinion of the or the recommendation of the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will be delayed until 60 days after the completion of the impeachment trial. 9-1. Sorry. 9 voting yes, 1 voting no. Any further business come before the commission at this time?
Item 2.
I thought that was part of the
item 3, I mean.
Okay, we have item 3, which is a discussion concerning the issuance of an RFP to engage a consultant to review savings and other information on the proposed consolidation of state pension plans. Does the commission have opinions on this?
There's a shooting.
Okay. It is the desire, at least in Co-Chairman Schoenberg and I discussing this, we think it would be a good idea to get some outside input. We have had questions as to whether or not the savings are there.
Seconded.
Okay. Motion made and seconded.
Thank you.
Senator Schoenberg.
Yes. You know, the genesis of this stems from the treasurer has offered up a proposal publicly to consolidate all the state retirement systems into a single ILPERS entity, and I suggested to the treasurer that it would be a good idea to kick the tires and have an independent analysis of the financial components of the proposed early in the session. So it would seem to me that this would be a study. What we'd be looking for is for the successful bidder and the RFP process to issue a report that analyzes whether or not the costs, the purported investment cost savings were indeed accurate. So those expenses that are related to consolidation, such as investment management fees, legal fees, investment consulting fees, and any other functions of impacted by the proposed consolidation would be under review. Secondly, that there'd be a cursory review of the other public employee pension system consolidations to determine whether they achieved significant savings in expenses comparable to what the treasurer's analysis claims that an ILPERS would achieve. I think the time frame by and of course anything else that a commission member would feel appropriate. The time frame I believe that we're looking for this would be to issue an RFP by the staff on January 16th for a deadline for vendors to submit bids on January 30th. Deadline for staff evaluation of bids and recommendations for selection of a vendor by February 6th, and then the look for a deadline of a preliminary deadline for the successful bidder to complete the report by March 6th.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would also ask that, as we've done in other cases, similar cases where we've sought RFPs, that the staff working in conjunction with the co-chairman be given the authority to go ahead and make the decisions regarding the RFP and the vendor.
Representative Nekritz.
What is that?
And that would be the motion.
No, we haven't voted on that.
Do I need to amend that just to allow for what we normally do?
Yes. So I would need to, I would ask to amend that motion to include that the staff working in conjunction with the co-chairs be allowed to prepare and seek vendors and enter into those contracts.
Is there a second to that amendment? Okay. We have a motion that's been made and seconded and amended to issue an RFP and allow the co-chairs to work with staff on finalizing the RFP. Any discussions? Representative Nekritz.
Have we done this previously where on proposed, I hate to be a contrarian today, but have we done this on other proposed proposed legislation where we've engaged a consultant?
Yes, did it for the tollway. We've done it for the Medicaid program.
No further discussion. Will the clerk please call the roll? Is there leave? Leave being granted on a vote of what we have left?
Ten
voting yes, zero voting no. The motion passes.
Yeah, that's how it came out, though.
Seeing no further business to come before the commission stands adjourned.